Welcome to episode 6.2 of the Viking Red Zone Podcast, our week 6 preview show. Today, we'll review the Benton County Vikings week 6 matchup with the Alexander Spartans, as well as week 6 of the TDC. And we will end the show with our rapid fire predictions of the week. This podcast is sponsored by J&K Contracting. One call, we do it all. In 2 locations in Albany and Jackson. Your host for the evening, David Love Terrell and Nathan Lamb. And the all-state quarterback of the 2007 Benton County Vikings, Ryan Stewart.
Welcome to episode 9 of the Viking Red Zone Podcast, brought to you by J&K Contracting. One call, we do it all, 698-3521. It's Alex week, Alexander, the Spartans, homecoming. It's been a festive week. Tonight, we have the bonfire, the annual bonfire, north of the old high school football field in the grass there by the basketball courts. The parade, don't know what time the parade starts, but I'm sure it's on Facebook. We'll run from the new high school to the old high school to the bonfire site. There'll be pretty much just a big pep rally. We'll have a big bonfire. Coaches will talk. You might maybe say a few words, Mr. Stewart, maybe.
I doubt the high school wants me talking.
I would let you talk just because you got some success against the Spartans, right?
Yeah.
Got some records.
Yeah.
Lugs, let's just get straight into the Alexander game preview. Should be a fantastic game. Both teams come in at 1-4. They've had a little different road to get to that point, but should be a pretty good game. So give us some numbers.
Okay, Alexander. We actually started playing them in 1971. We played them from 71 to 92. We actually quit playing them for 5 years. Picked them back up in 97, and I believe we played them ever since. Last season, of course, we lost 21-0. Crazy weather game over in Alexander. I remember that game well. It was a nightmare to play in. We actually kept the game close for most of the game, but it was our style of a game. You know, it was a muddy ground and pound kind of a mess of a game.
Right.
And Alexander was killing most people 40-something to nothing. So, I mean, 21-0 against them wasn't too bad of a loss.
And all they did was go on to win the TBC Ohio title in a playoff game.
Yeah, exactly. I think we talked about that Monday. Our last win was 2013. We won 40-34.
In overtime.
Yeah.
In Albany.
Seems like every time we talk about the last win, it was 2013 there, doesn't it? I mean, it seems about like what it's been. I know that was the 5-5 season. So,
yes, it was.
Okay, so we actually are winning the series. We have 24 wins, 17 losses against these guys all time.
Right.
So, Alexander, we had a huge stretch, and I don't know the exact numbers, but I think we won like 13 or 14 in a row. It was a monster win streak we had on these guys at one time. Both teams are coming in 1-4 right now. We're coming off of a loss, of course, to Athens, and they're coming off of a loss to Wellston. So, I don't know. What do you guys think? Let's get some ideas on the game.
Well, Ryan, since you are the master of
the Alexander,
how to beat Alexander,
yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and start?
Well, 9 years ago, you see. I don't really know what kind of offense Alexander runs. They have the same coach?
Penrod.
Is Penrod still there?
Penrod's the coach, yeah.
I think he was the same coach whenever we played. He was new. No. That was the beginning of his year. It was a different coach?
Yeah, it was Sean Arno.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. It was Arno. Yeah.
And Arno, yeah. Penrod's been there 3 years.
Has completely transformed this program from the bottom of the league to the top.
Yeah. Really has, actually.
Yeah, he has.
Done a great job.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Well, I remember my sophomore year, we were 0-6. And all I heard was, we've never lost Alexander since I joined the TBC. Don't be the first. Jay Simmons was a senior that year. We went 3-7. That was our homecoming night. And we went out there. I was a sophomore, wet behind the ears, like my second game playing QB, because Jay got hurt and Matt Yates broke his collarbone. And we put it on him, I think, 24-6.
There we go.
And all it was just a pride thing. I mean, it was we were serving we were sophomores, and that class had like 10 sophomores starting both ways. We did not want to send that senior class out on homecoming, their senior homecoming, without a loss. So it was like, look, I don't care what we got to do, drag out, knockout fight. Mm-hmm. We're going to get this for our seniors. You know, and it's my advice to, you know, we got the talent to beat anybody in our conference, in my opinion, except for maybe Athens. They seem to be a legit contender for one of the best in the area.
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, they rally behind their seniors and just tell them, like, I ain't going to lose. I mean, it's all about who wants it more. I mean, every play is all about who wants it more. And if they go out, they go out there and take care of business, we should be able to set some records.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a pretty exciting game for us. I mean, it's homecoming. It's a big deal.
Was 22 straight years that we beat Alexander.
Mm-hmm.
Or 22 straight games, not years, because there was a time span in there where we did not play them for 5 years. You're right on the score your sophomore year, 24-6. That same year, actually, I want to point this out because we have friends that listen to Jackson. That same year, you guys lost to Jackson home 14-6. I don't know how you did that. I don't know how it was that close, but it was. So
I remember that game.
Good for you. Anyways.
It was at home.
It was at home. It was at home. Anyways, 22 straight years we won. Now, we didn't play Alexander. We didn't play Alexander for, I think it was five seasons in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
And that was because, for those of you that don't know, that was because when the TVC split in 1993, they split into two divisions. You had the Ohio division, which was the big school division, and the hockey division, which was the smaller school division. Now, back then, we only had six teams. We had six teams in the hockey, and we had five teams in the Ohio, right? So we went from playing nine conference games to four conference games.
Yep.
That was a big change. Well, Alexander was tossed over into the small school division, right? So in the big school division, you had Vinton County, you had Belpre, you had Nelsonville, York, and you had Meigs. And you had Wellston. I left them out. So you had four teams, five teams. There's one other team. What other team am I missing?
Belpre.
Yeah, Belpre. So there was your five teams, okay? The rest of them were in the small school division. Alexander was a smaller school at the time, but then throughout the 90s, we added some teams. I know in 97 that we added Southern, Eastern, and Waterford in the same year. So what we did was is those three schools were all smaller than Alexander, and Alexander was the biggest Hawking school. So that bumped them up to the Ohio, and that's why we started playing them again in 97. They've been there ever since. Now, they didn't win their first league game until 2005.
Wow.
In the TVC Ohio. Now, they did win a title in the 90s in the Hawking. And they also won, I think it was in 77, they won a combined TVC championship. So they had two titles, one in the combined TVC and one in the TVC Hawking before last year. But last year was the first time that they ever won a TVC Ohio championship, so that was pretty impressive. But like I said, they had lost. I mean, they were the doormat of the TVC Ohio for a long time.
Yep.
And Arno comes in. They start winning games. They make the playoff for the first time. They started beating teams that they'd never beat before, or at least, you know, in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then Penrod's comes in and takes over after Arno and really takes the program to the next level, winning a TVC championship and winning a playoff game last year. So, really, I mean, when you look at Alexander and the program itself, even though they are 1-4 right now, they're in a pretty good spot, you know, in terms of sustainability. And the numbers are up. Penrod does a great job, and as long as he stays there and they keep him there, I think that they're going to be a team. Although they're down this year, they're going to be a consistent team, a consistent winner.
Yeah. Yeah, and you got AJ Marks, you got Chase Harris. I got two really good athletes on that roster. These kids are pretty much 90% of the whole offense. And Marks is primarily, I think, the quarterback, but I know they both play quarterback a lot. They toggle them both. They run them out of a shotgun. They wildcat them. I mean, they find ways to get these two kids the ball. And if you're not looking for them, they can score on you. So, I mean, they got an offensive potential, and they're young. You know, and like I said, all the kids around them are young. And we know Penrod's going to build this program back up. We know this year is kind of a rebuilding year for him, but he's a great coach, and he'll get them there. But they got athletes. I mean, they, even though they're 1-4, they really look a lot like us. They've got athletes that can make plays. You know, they just haven't got the breaks in most of the games yet. So
Right. No. Well, for Alexander, they have obviously their own two in the league. Lost to Athens the first first week of league play, lost to Wellston last week. They have us this week. And then they finish the season with River Valley and Nelsonville York. Then they have their non-league week with Trimble, which that's tough.
Yeah.
And then they finished the season with Meigs, year 10. So really the schedule, the schedule's pretty tough from here on out. I know they've they've played a tough schedule. I mean, just look at – we talk about our schedule and how tough it's been. With the exception of Federal Hockey in week one, they played 5-0 Chesapeake, 5-0 Portsmouth East, 4-1 Athens, and 3-2 Wellston. So really, you know, that's pretty tough, man. That's and they've been competitive in – you know, a handful of the games that they lost. I know that lost to Portsmouth East was 15-8. So I mean, that's
and they were barely down to Athens.
Right.
So that, I mean, they played Athens really tough.
So it should be, you know, both teams 1-4. Should be a pretty competitive game this Friday.
I think it will be a good one to watch.
Right. So and it's homecoming. You know, everybody come out for home. It's going to be great. Come out tonight, watch the parade. Everybody at MacArthur loves a parade. There'll be people throwing candy out. It's going to be awesome.
There's usually an egg and flour war afterwards that we don't like talking about.
No, 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 not anymore. That's frowned upon.
When did that happen? It's always frowned upon.
You know what we did for egg and flour war?
What'd you do?
We went to Wellston, and I can't say that on
here. I might forget to edit it, so you might want to be careful.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to say that.
Don't, is the statute of limitations
we'll
over?
We'll just say good times.
Well, it has been 12 years. Wow, it's been 12 years, so I don't think I'd get in trouble for it, but I'm not going to say what we did. Anyways, it's homecoming week. Come out, show support. I know there's always a big crowd on homecoming. You got the alumni band that's going to practice tonight with the high school band. I do think that they practice on Thursdays. They'll be out on the field Friday. Alumni cheerleaders, my wife is going to be cheering, and my daughter is going to be cheering with the alumni cheerleaders, so that's going to be cool.
Big events going on there.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yep.
And come to the game. It's going to be awesome. The Alexander game is always good. It's always a solid game to watch, always exciting. So,
wear your Letterman's jacket from high school.
I have mine.
I got my old football jersey, but it don't even fit on the arm anymore, let alone the rest of the body. So that ain't happening.
If you can fit in it, wear it. Bring out good memories.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up.
So is that it?
Yeah, we got our preview of the Alexander game, man. Homecoming. Come watch us win.
Check it out.
Make some noise.
All right, we'll be right back. Welcome back to episode 9 of the Viking Red Zone podcast, brought to you by J&K Contracting with two locations, Jackson and Albany. One call does it all. Call them 698-3521. It's time for the TVC review, or preview.
Preview.
That's what it says right there on the computer.
Yeah.
Preview.
Yeah. Looks a little funny, but.
Can't read. Yeah, well, that happens. Okay. So let's start. We obviously did our Vikings and Alexander. Let's go ahead and do the non-league team first. So let's go with the Athens Bulldogs at the Logan Chieftains. Now, this is probably has the potential to be the most lopsided game of the week.
Yeah.
Although these two teams do not like each other, this was a huge rivalry back when Athens was in the SUAL. And I know a lot of people from Athens, and they definitely dislike purple. Athens comes in at 4-1, Logan 0-5. Logan has probably had the toughest schedule in Southeast Ohio. And it doesn't get a whole lot easier this week for them. So I actually think that next week, let me double check this before I say it. Yes, next week, Logan starts SUAL play with Jackson, at Jackson. So this is big, man. They need to...
It's a heck of a warm-up for them.
They need to pick it up. They need to get pick up a win here, or at least be competitive, you know, going into that Jackson game, because this is the last year for the SUAL. I mean, this is it. You all three of those schools are going to want to go out on top. So.
Yep.
But it starts this week with Athens. They look to get off the mat and get a win. So it's going to be tough.
And it's at Logan. Logan's at home. Logan. So you know you got to assume these guys are wanting to win pretty bad. I mean they just keep fighting. And then last week against Nelsonville, they didn't score a point, right? They got shut out against Nelsonville,
35 to nothing.
At home, right? They were at home for that one too. And I mean, somehow you look at the earlier schedule and they did a little bit better against what teams that we thought were better than the teams they're playing now. And I don't know, are they in give-up mode mid-season, your own five? Are you giving up or do they have the fight left in them?
Right now they've scored 33 points this year. They have three shutouts.
Wow. Yeah.
So far. So hopefully they give them a game. I mean, obviously we want the TVC to win. We want to pull for the Bulldogs in non-league week. But hopefully for Logan's sake, they give them a game. So all right, we'll move on to the first game of league play. Let's do the Nelsonville York game. Megs travels to Buckville to face the Nelsonville York Buckeyes. Both teams come in at 3-2. Megs, without Cody Bartram, picked up the first win in league play last week against River Valley in a game that was probably not as close as the score indicated. In Nelsonville York, we know what they've done to River Valley and last week to Logan. So Nelsonville York comes in 1-0 in league play, and Megs is 1-1. So this is going to be a huge game for Megs. If they want any chance at the title, they have to win this game. And if Nelsonville York can dispatch Megs, they're well on their way to winning their 1,300th TBC championship.
Yeah. And I'll ask Ryan. I know you've seen Megs at least. I don't know how much you've seen in Nelsonville, but we hear a lot about Nelsonville.
Yeah.
I mean, this could be a nice setup game for Megs. I mean, they got their quarterback. Finally got a couple games under him. Looked better last week. Put up some numbers.
Yes, he did.
I don't know. What are you thinking about this one?
Well, when you have an offense like Nelsonville has, I know they got a three running back horse stable back there with Hunter Edwards and them.
Yeah.
The best, when you have a high-flying power offense like Megs has, with that quarterback finally coming into his own, they like to set quick scores, they're good at throwing, and they'll run the ball. But when you have an offense like Nelsonville has that can slow the game down and eat the clock up at the same time, to keep that offense off the field, if they can keep chucking up first downs, that old-school ground and pound is going to work. And Hunter Edwards, he's getting more consistent on his throws.
Yeah, he's been throwing a lot better the last few weeks.
I mean, if he sneaks a couple deep passes in when you start bringing eight in a box, this could very well be a game where Nelsonville lets everybody know last year was a fluke.
Right. They've already done that.
Yeah, they're almost there. I mean, and I guess now you kind of look at Nelsonville and you're like, all right, we know last year was kind of a messed up year, but
debacle.
I mean, we know they're almost there. Everybody's looking at the Athens game, right? I mean, that's what everybody's looking at for them.
Well, they start 1-2. I mean, they start the year 1-2, and everybody's questioning them, and rightfully so. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they had a tough schedule, but still, they're 1-2.
Yep.
And now they're 3-2, and look like they might go 8-2.
The one thing that scares me about that Nelsonville team is those three running backs. There's a group of kids that went to the state finals for, I think, the 4x200-meter relay.
Wow.
And they're all skill position players on that football team.
Wow.
They were like
pretty quick.
Sixth in the state, top five or top six in the state of Ohio.
And
that's fast.
Right.
And you're looking at the quarterback, running back. I mean, they've got speed. Yep. And they're running their offense. I mean.
Well, and they're on the field turf this week, too, versus Megs. And that might help out some, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll continue on. This game is kind of intriguing. Wellston at River Valley. Both teams come in at 3-2. River Valley has dropped two straight. They are 0-2 in the league. Wellston 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
No, 1-0. They didn't play week one of the league.
Yeah, that was their first time. Yep.
Yeah, so Wellston 1-0. Man, Wellston's been an up and down team this year. One week we think they can win the whole thing, and then the next week we don't know if they'll win a game. So.
Yeah.
A very, very big game for both of these teams. River Valley, man, they don't want to drop three straight. I know that.
And they're at River Valley.
They're at River Valley.
You got to assume that they're going to – this is – in my – I think our game with Alexander is going to be a close game. I think we're really closely matched, two teams.
Yeah.
I think this is the closest match of the TVC. I really do. I think this is a – because, I mean, River Valley's obviously got a lot to play for. Wilson's up and down.
Yeah.
I think this game's – this is a – this is a pick 'em. You know, it really is. Okay. It's just, you know, whichever way you want to go with this one, all I think. Right. I really think that's the closest matchup.
Well, I mean, you get when you get a team like Wellston that's so hot and cold, hit or miss with you.
Right.
It all comes down to, and I know I hit on it earlier in the week, it's all about the guys you got in that locker room, the leaders that are in that locker room.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's right.
You know, that inconsistency all comes down to what kind of leaders do you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's that senior class.
Well, right? And they have a senior-led backfield, so.
So, I mean, so yeah. When it comes to pick-ems or who you feel is going to have the edge advantage in that game.
Right, right.
Do you pick the person? I mean, do you pick the leaders in that locker room over the what you sure bet and what, you know, River Valley might, they are what they are. But
that's right.
Well, Wellston, they're either amazing or they're subpar.
I think River Valley is going to get a lot of, they're going to have a lot of questions they have to answer this week. It's a major power running game with Wellston. They got big offensive linemen. They got them two or three good backs. Jay John, can't remember the other
Cox.
Two. Cox is the other one, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are kids that can run the ball very well and behind a very good
and
line.
And you've heard these names for the last 4 years.
Yeah, yeah.
They know what to expect.
And I'll tell you right now, I can't think of one kid I can name on River Valley. They lost 26, and I haven't heard a whole lot about anybody so far for them this year. I mean, Hardway's gone, and that was their biggest player last year.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, Wilson's got kids. They got talent. So I think River Valley's at home, so I think I give them a fighting chance. You know, just because they're at home, I think they'll play hard this week. But, I mean, Wellston's, I mean, I don't know. I think Wellston's got the talent to do well in this one, but we'll see who we pick, I guess. But
yeah, speaking of picks,
mm-hmm.
That's going to wrap it up for the TVC preview. We will come back next with our Dollars and Dimes pick-ups. Welcome back to episode 9 of the Viking Red Zone podcast, brought to you by J&K Contracting. One call does it all. 698-3521 is the number. Let's get straight into it.
Yep.
We all know what happened last week.
It's in the past. Do we need to tell them again?
That's in the past. No, they listened to Monday's episode. That's in the past.
Somebody forgot by Thursday.
The Dollar and Dimes TVC preview, Dollars and Dimes, located at 123 East Main Street, MacArthur, right just down the street from the beautifully redesigned intersection.
Is that done yet, by
almost.
The way? Close.
It's almost done.
Man.
I tell you what, man, we got one red light and everybody's complaining because they're redoing it and it's just a chaos.
Nobody likes change, man. We're Vinton County. Nobody likes change.
Yeah, I know. Anyways, that's where they're at.
Yep.
They're right down there. They have a lot of cool stuff. Check them out.
Mm-hmm. All right.
TVC preview. You want to give the...
We're in our Dollars and Dimes rapid fire predictions.
Yeah, why did I say that?
I don't know.
I'm an idiot.
You're all upset over...
I am. I keep looking at the numbers.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
okay. I kind of think maybe that's wrong.
You're not out of it yet, man. You got to... There's a good chance between Ryan and Brad they pass you this week, but I'm just saying that you're still in it though. You're not at the bottom yet.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Lugs 25-9. I am 20-14 and last week we're gonna keep a running tally of our guests' picks. Mm-hmm. Last week Brad Rose with a strong 6-1 mark. And we'll see how Ryan does this week.
Tough act to follow.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Yeah, he set the bar high.
Yeah,
he did.
And we are going to do it the same way we always do. We'll give all the TVC. We'll pick all the TVC games, and then we'll pick a couple college games that we think are some of the biggest in the nation. And we got some good ones this week. So let's start with the Athens Bulldogs at the Logan Chieftains. Athens comes in at 4-1, and Logan comes in at 0-5. Ryan, we let Brad start last week, so we're going to let you start this week.
I'll keep it short. Athens rolls big. That's all I got to say about it.
All right.
Their score? Do we get a score on that
one?
We
got a score.
I'll give you a score. 48-12.
Ooh, they score 12 points.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with Athens. Yeah. I think Athens rolls big. I think you're right on it. I think Brandon Sano has another big day. I think Alden's getting settled in at that slot position, too. I think he's kind of becoming the secret weapon nobody sees coming. I think Athens wins pretty big. I don't think they go nuts on them. I don't know. They just didn't like us, I think. But I think it's 48-6. I'm going to call it 48-6.
42-0, Athens wins over Logan in a rivalry game. Nelsonville York hosting the Megs Marauders. Nelsonville York 3-2. Megs 3-2. What you got in this one?
This one's really interesting for me. I think that Nelsonville comes out slow. They've got a I think that they're a rhythm offense with the running and the little bit of throwing they do. I think Megs comes out hot. I think that they're really good at coming out in time. I think that that's part of their offense. They come out hot. They take an early lead. But I think the ground and pound and this little bit of more speed that Nelsonville has, because I don't think that Megs has faced a quarterback as fast as Hunter Edwards is.
Nah, probably not.
And if he can get out and do things, and that running back, those two running backs they have.
Yeah.
I think Nelsonville ends up winning by 12. I'll say 33-21.
That is 12.
It's quick on my head. I almost out of
good.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I am, I mean, like I said, I think it's a great game. I think this game, I'm going to shock you guys, and I'm going to take Megs, and
are
I'm going to tell you why. I am taking Megs.
Because
gonna,
you got a six-game lead?
I got I guess, you know, I got a lot to worry about for one game. I'm taking a gamble here. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to take Megs, though. I think Megs last week wanted to prove something after losing to us, and they were up 31-0 big.
32.
32-0 big. And they made a run back on them, but I think Barton's a great coach, and I think, you know, he makes adjustments and he makes things good. And I think all Megs has going for them right now is their athletes and their speed. And I think you get on the turf at Nelsonville, and I think they match up a little bit better with them because of that. And I'm going to give Megs the upset, but I'm going to call it close. I'm going to call it 28-27 Megs.
Wow. Well, I'm going to get one of my six back here because the Buckeyes roll the Marauders 35-12.
My Megs buddy better love me this week. That's all I'm saying.
You better. Okay, keep it rolling. We got Wellston going down 35 to River Valley, to Bidwell. Wellston 3-2, up and down on the season. River Valley 3-2, has dropped two straight, trying to stop the bleeding. Had an exceptional second half against the Megs Marauders last week. Wellston had a pretty good game against Alexander. Who wins this one?
I'm going to go with River Valley for the simple fact that River Valley rides off the momentum that they had at the end of that game last night. And from what I said earlier about, do I trust the men in that locker room in Wellston? Called down the leadership for their inconsistency.
All right.
I'm going to say I don't trust those men, and I'm going to go ahead and say River Valley takes it. It's going to be closer. I think River Valley loses the entire, for the majority of the game, but I think they pulled out again. I think they have another big second half, and I think they win this one. I'm going to go with 24-18.
All right.
Well, okay. Yeah, that's I'm taking Wellston. I'll tell you why. I'm taking Wellston. I think River Valley, once they got out of that powder puff schedule that they had, had trouble scoring. And if it wasn't for a 32-point run in the second half, they would have been shut out against Megs, and they looked like they'd had trouble again. I know what happened in the game. I know a couple things went right. They got a kick return for a touchdown, a fumble or an interception, whatever it was. Anyways, I know a lot of things had to go right for River Valley to score on Megs. And I think Wellston is right there towards the top. I think they can compete. So I am taking Wellston, and I'm taking Wellston pretty handily, 36-16.
Did you guys have Wellston in your bottom of your power rankings last week?
No, sixth. I don't think so.
Sixth?
Fifth. We were sixth.
We were sixth.
Is that yes. Stupid ranking system?
It's a mathematical BCS thing that we do, yeah.
Dumb. Yeah. Okay.
Well, you're thinking hard about this, though. I can see that in your eyes, man. You're well, every time we get to River Valley, his wheels start turning, man. So
I have to make these games up somehow. But I'm not going to make this one up because Wellston's going to beat River Valley.
Ooh.
They're going to beat him 35-6.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like I'm alone on this one.
Uh-oh, he is. Maybe Brad and Ryan take the big lead.
And they might.
Brad, I'm sorry. I'm about to hurt our record, buddy.
Brad's probably listening right now going, Ryan, you're killing me, man. No! You're killing me, Ryan.
Smalls. Okay, so let's do the two college games we have on the ticket, and then we'll finish with our game against Alexander. The first game, maybe the biggest of the week. Where did these guys come from? The Louisville Cardinals, 4-0, ranked third in the nation. Mm. Right now, a playoff team. versus the Clemson Tigers, ranked 5 in the nation, just on the outside. Now, the winner of this game may jump up to number 2.
Yeah. Maybe. Because that means Ohio State has to get bounced down, though.
Well, yeah, but they're playing Rutgers. I mean, come on. If I'm voting the winner of this game jumps Ohio State, because that's just the way it is. Because it's the 3 versus the 5. I mean, I'm a Buckeye fan, but I'm just saying.
Okay, Clemson started at 1. They're 5, and they ain't lost a game. So, obviously, the pollsters ain't liking them regardless.
Okay, but if they beat Louisville at 3.
Well, they're doing well.
Louisville took the biggest. Took like a 7-spot jump after they beat Florida State, which was 2.
And they got the leading Heisman candidate, which no one that's leading in September has ever won it in the end of the season. Just remember that. So, never happened.
Go JT.
Yep.
Louisville, Clemson, 3-5. What do you got?
I think this one comes down to who's been in bigger games and who's had to play in better games.
Now, we all know the answer to that.
You know the answer to that one. I don't want to – no disrespect for Bobby. I think that quarterback they got there is good. I think that defense they have is really stepping up. It's underrated. But I believe Watson and that Clemson defense with Dabo Sweeney, I think he knows how to keep his guys poised for games like these. He's a big game coach. And I think that's the difference in this game because
he's a big game coach.
I'm going to take Clemson on this one.
All right.
He watches his college football, doesn't he, bud? He's on that.
Well, that's all I watch is college football. But
yeah, I'm right on with you. I could have said it better, to be honest with you. One guy doesn't win a national title. Okay, I mean, I know this quarterback's awesome for Louisville. They're all putting him up on a pedestal. I mean, Clemson's a much better overall team. And, a lot of these teams, you just come off a national title, or second place anyway. You're dominated one year. You come in the next year. You kind of play a little flat till you get rolling. I think that's all Clemson's pretty much done. They dropped a little bit in the polls because they haven't won, what they call it, impressively.
Right.
But I think Clemson's a better team than Louisville. I think Clemson's going to win this one, too. I don't know what the score is going to be. I think Louisville can put up points, but I think in the end, Clemson's going to run away with it pretty good. I'd say it's like 42-28.
I am going to give a little bit of a different spin on this. You guys talk about
with the same results.
You guys talk about players and coaches and games and scores, and
you talk about passion,
whatever. Now, what I'm going to talk about is Lugs. Do you know? Well, you might know. Who is the sponsor? Who is the name sponsor of the Cardinals Stadium in Louisville?
Louisville Slugger? I don't know. Who is it? That's a good question.
The name, who has the, don't look it up. Put your phone away.
He's Googling it as you're asking
him. Who is the naming sponsor, who has the sponsoring rights to the stadium in Louisville?
Trivia question of the week right there.
Know. It's Papa John's Stadium. That's my favorite pizza. I'm picking Louisville. Louisville's going to win 42-30.
My sisters live in Louisville.
Is that Louisville, by the way?
I don't know.
They're UK fans. And you know how
really?
You know how
that's weird because they don't get along.
No.
They hate each other.
Your logic was because of the pizza.
Oh, man, I love a Papa John's pizza. Better ingredients.
All right. Okay, you got Louisville. I thought you was going to try to catch up.
I am. That's a game I'm winning. Okay. I am winning that one.
This week's going to be interesting.
I am winning that one. Okay. Yeah. Last game before ours. And I'm not sure why you picked this one because I don't like either team. Wisconsin. Like,
really?
Number 8. 4-0. Michigan, number 4. 4-0. What do you got?
Before I get into it, I got one thing to say about college football this year that I've noticed. And maybe you guys have noticed it too. But there is so much. I think college football this year is down. I mean, you're telling me that Ohio State that lost all that talent. Granted, we've recruited well. But they lost all that talent.
Returned
and somehow they're arguably the best football team in the country. Now, that remains to be seen. I'm a huge homer for my Buckeyes. But what I'm saying is we've got 2 top 10 teams that were already out before preseason. They're already out of the top 25.
Right.
Okay, you got Wisconsin, who I don't know what game you watched against LSU, but they didn't win that game. LSU lost that game. And LSU isn't that good. We almost – I mean, there's just –
Don't talk about the SEC. That's Lugs' favorite conference.
I'm sorry, yeah. Lugs, but there is so much – there is so much parity in college football this year. Like, I mean – anybody can beat anybody. Now, there's some Alabama, they might be just a tidbit more together, I guess.
Yeah.
Complete, more of a complete
yeah,
team.
Yeah, but I would say right now that this past year, you take those top five teams and put them against last year's top five teams, they lose.
Yeah. A lot of talent went to the NFL last year.
I can see that.
I just think there's a lot of parity. So, I mean, between Michigan's – they're. I'm sorry. Neither team is – they're top five teams, and, they might be
– I'm not going to take up for Michigan here, but I'm just going to say, I mean, Michigan is winning pretty handily against everybody. That's true.
They're destroying now are teams that they barely beat 3 years ago.
Have they improved? Yes. But, like, when Ohio State beat Oklahoma, it was like, oh, this is a serious team. How do you know? It's because someone said they were supposed to be in the playoff before the season started?
Yeah, preseason. Yeah, you got to take every year you got to take the preseason with a little bit of a grain of salt. But this year, I agree with you totally. It's, I mean, obviously, just like Watson with Clemson, you're kind of, who's around him? You know what I mean? He's doing it all on his own right now, kind of, you know? So, I mean, they're not the dominant team they were last year. So
didn't Michigan beat Michigan State on the last second fluke punt block or something like that last year?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Michigan gets their revenge and takes out. Actually, I think Michigan State gets it. I think Michigan State takes it this year. Michigan State beats them. I don't know why I'm picking that. I'm going to put a question mark by that.
We're Michigan and Wisconsin now. That's who we're at. Yeah.
Well, I don't know where I am right now. I think I'm a couple weeks ahead.
You guys got sidetracked there. We went ahead.
Way past my bedtime. I apologize.
That's okay. We'll edit that part out.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to go with Wisconsin. I don't know why.
Because you don't like Michigan.
I don't like anything Michigan.
Yeah. If everything else was equal, I would still take Wisconsin. If everything else is advantage Michigan, I would still take Wisconsin. But I'm going to tell you, I'm taking Wisconsin because they're more battle-tested right now than Michigan is, just to be realistic. They've played tougher teams. Mm-hmm. They've been through it. It's only four games into the season. Michigan's kind of had an easier road to go. So I'm taking Wisconsin just because I think Wisconsin is more primed to make a title run than Michigan is at this moment. So I'm going to take Wisconsin. I think it'll be a decent game. I'm going to take it 32-21. Wisconsin.
Boy. Me and Brad talked about Michigan International Speedway.
There's our NASCAR reference.
There's only one thing good in Michigan, and that's the tropics, the Flint, Michigan tropics.
I like the the NASCAR track they have there. Man, I hate to say this. I don't even know how to say this.
Don't call them what you're going to call them.
Oh. When I was in the seventh grade, I had a teacher by the name of Shane. I can't remember his last name. What was his last name?
Was he from Wellston?
Yeah.
I think I know who you're talking about.
He was our baseball coach before Ward took over.
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Dang it.
How do you not remember your coach?
How
do you remember his first name?
How late is it?
Mr. What? And you're calling by his first name? You remember his first name?
His name is Shane.
Mr. Shane. Yeah, who knows that?
Anyways, he didn't like Michigan, and he always called. He didn't say the word Michigan. He said the word trash again.
That's awesome.
What was his name? Anyways, I'm going to take trash again.
Was it Smith?
No. Well. That was Miss Smith. Hmm. I'm going to take Trashkin. Trashkin's going to win 40-10. They will solidify themselves.
Do we know where that game's at, by the way?
I don't care.
I think it's at Michigan.
They could play it in
at
Benton County High School, and they'll still win by 40.
All right.
I already know Michigan.
Man, this is going to be a shake-it-up week right here. So.
They do have that Peppers.
Yep.
The real Peppers?
Trashkin's going to win.
Yep.
Okay, that's it.
Trashkin's, I like that, though.
Trashkin.
Yep.
Stevens. Mr. Stevens.
That's it.
Shane Stevens?
Yep, yes. It was Mr. Stevens.
Steven.
He was a big Buckeye fan.
He was.
That's awesome.
What's he do now? Where's he at?
I don't know.
Pitching baseball somewhere?
Probably. He was a good baseball coach.
All right, the big game.
That's the only thing I think about when I think about his class. There. That's
trash again?
We did watch Memphis Belle in his class, too, and that was a great movie. Anyways, homecoming night in MacArthur.
Homecoming
Alexander,
night.
Alexander, 1-4. Benton County, 1-4. Always a good game. Homecoming. We have a winning record on homecoming nights. I didn't look up the stat, but I know that for a fact. Who you got?
I say Nalen Yates throws for 6 touchdowns in this game.
Wow.
400 yards. We blow it out the water.
400 yards passing. Yeah. Total yards? Passing yards.
Passing yards.
Wow.
Passing yards.
I'm not going to tell you his rushing yards because he's not going to have to run it all up that night.
All
right. So give us a score. What's the score going to be? 400 yards. What's the score going to be?
I'm going to say we're going to put up 54 points.
Wow.
Biggest points of the week or the year.
54 to 20. Homecoming night. Bikes show up big.
All right. Yeah, I think I'm taking Vinton County too, obviously. I think we come out with a little bit of a chip on our shoulder. I think Dothan smacked us in the mouth, and I think we're going to come out and pay it back on Alexander a little bit. So I think that we're going to come out and play a heck of a game. Our defense is going to step it up. It's like I said, it's homecoming night. We're at home. I think we went pretty good too. I'm going to call it 36 to 12. I think we really take it to them pretty good, but I'm not going to have it as high because I think we're going to go back to running a little bit more. I think we're going to run a little bit more out of the offense this week, slow the ball down.
When we ran the ball more, we scored the most points we
exactly
had all year.
We did when we had that balance.
I think this is my prediction of the week. We're going to score 49 points, and if my math is correct, that's 6 touchdowns. Seven touchdowns. My math was not correct.
Mm-hmm.
7 touchdowns. Mr. Eli is going to go 7 for 7 and break a record. He's going to get to 20 extra points on the year, be 3 behind the record all time in one season, which we talked about last week.
Yeah.
Or last episode.
Monday.
Mm-hmm. We're going to score 49. They're going to score 30, and we're going to win. We're going to move to 2-4, 1-1 in the TBC. 2-1 in the TBC.
That'd be awesome, by the way.
It's
yes.
Gonna happen.
Awesome.
It's gonna happen.
I can see it. I see it coming. We're gonna win.
6 touchdowns.
And that means you're six. So Ryan is calling his record.
Yeah.
Getting shattered this week.
The
he's calling it.
The record's going down against Alexander. The record's going down for most touchdown passes, and Nalen will break his own record if that happens of most passing yards in a game.
If mine happened at Alexander homecoming night, his will happen too.
What a better night to do it, right? Let's go.
That's all right.
Okay.
So that's going to do it for the Dollars and Dimes TBC.
I'd like to change my pick,
pick-ems.
But I'll just stay with my pick-ems.
Well, you can't change it.
I know. I just immediately regret picking Wisconsin. Forgot about Jabril Peppers for Michigan because that guy's...
Hey.
He's like the Midwest version of McCaffrey.
Hey.
I mean, he's a stud.
It looks like I'm the only one that's going to win that game.
I hope I'm right that I made the right pick, but
I don't care. I hope both teams tie. I know that's impossible. But
tie for a loss. Give them both a loss.
That's fine.
A tie is a loss in college football anyway.
Might as well be.
Yeah, you don't get no points for it. So
okay, so is that it?
We got it wrapped up for the week, man.
That was a quick one.
That was.
It was a quick game. A quick episode.
Yeah.
All right. The game will be on 98.7 with Bob and Jeff, and it will also be broadcast on 105.5 out of Athens. The Athens crew is coming to do our game versus Alexander. It's their game of the week, and they will have a live stream if you want to listen live and you're out of the area. You can listen to 105.5. If not, if you can't make it to the game, if you're at home, something's keeping you from coming, turn on 98.7, listen to Bob and Jeff. So until then, have a good rest of the week.
Go Vikes. And thanks, Ryan, for coming this week, by the way.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome to have you.
Good
luck.
Lots of laughs.
Yeah, good luck the rest of the way in the junior high ranks.
Hope we see you out there on the track.
Right.
Yeah.
Or baseball. I like baseball.
Maybe baseball.
I didn't even play baseball.
I know, you should have. I think I told you to play baseball.
I stopped playing baseball when I was like 10.
I don't care.
I ran track,
baseball's
man.
Awesome. Love it.
Go Tribe.
Go Tribe. Freak yeah!
That's
Go Tribe!
That's it. It's time to stop.